Okay, Baruch Hashem, that's very good. Okay, we have a few minutes till Menachos. Let me share with you a few final thoughts on Hanukkah. Hanukkah is very quickly winding down. Zois Hanukkah is a very special day. I went to learn with someone this morning before davening, so he told me from Rav Shmuel Berenbaum, I think he was a Talmud, I'm not even sure if he was or not, but he told me from Rav Shmuel Berenbaum, he would always say, in yeshiva, he was very upset that on Hanukkah, the boys would disappear. First day Hanukkah, it's 4:30, everyone has to run home to go light. All of a sudden, everyone is so makbid on the Zman. The whole year, no one's makbid on the Zman. No one's makbid on the Zman. The beginning of the Seder, the end of the Seder, no one's makbid on Zman. And all of a sudden, Hadlaka snares, we have to light exactly 25 minutes after sunset, it's 5 to 5. All of a sudden, everyone is makbid on the Zman, they leave in the middle of second Seder to light Ner Hanukkah. Okay, so there's a big machlokes in yeshiva. Some Rosh Yeshiva, they promote this, they allow this, and there are yeshivas, right? How can I forget his name? The one who was Tzitzis, or Scheinberg. Rosh Scheinberg is yeshiva, they don't. There's no hafsak of a second Seder. Full second Seder until 7 o'clock, whatever it is, and then you go and you light candles. Different opinions on this matter. But in your yeshiva, so the boys, they didn't ask Shilas, they just left. They just left. So he would say, Vatel Seder, but Zois Hanukkah. Today, the last day of Hanukkah. Where are you going? There's nowhere to go. There are no nine candles. There's nothing else. So you would say, ah. So he would say, ah. Zois Hanukkah. This is talk what Hanukkah is all about. You sit and learn. No excuses. Don't run away. You sit and learn. Zois Hanukkah. Beautiful, beautiful little short vart. Rabbi Shul Berman, he was the Masmid Hadar. He was the Masmid Hadar, yes. Well, he was the Masmid, yeah. Absolutely. Okay, I have the advantage, didn't that? Coming to end of Hanukkah, I tell you all the good verloch that I heard over Hanukkah. So I'll tell you very quickly, and I'll tell you one last final word. What?
No shul fights.
No shul fights. Shul bites. I'll tell you the shul bites. Just a short little idea. We mentioned yesterday, Hanukkah is the Gemar of the Yomim Noirahim. It's the Gemar Shana, even on the Dreil, it says the Goshen, the letters of Goshen, is spelled Gimel Shana, the Gemar Shana. It's the Chasima of the year. It's a very holy time, the last day of Hanukkah. Corresponds to the 8 days of Shmini Atzeres. Maievsky mentioned yesterday is that that's one of the reasons why there are 8 days of Hanukkah. The Beis Yosef's famous question, why are there 8 days and not 7 days? One of the reasons is that during the year, so at least during the last year, when the Matisyo and his family were fighting the Yevanim, they were unable to celebrate Shmini Atzeres. Sukkot. The whole Sukkot, they were unable, they were out in war. They were out in the battlefield and there was no, so when they were Menatzeach and they prevailed, they wanted to make up for what they lost out. And part of making up for what they lost out is to have 8 days. 8 days of Hanukkah should correspond to the 8 days they lost out of Sukkot. What? And the full Hallel. You say the full Hallel, so there is some degree, even in the Hallel itself, is a Himshech of Shmini Atzeres, Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, V'chayisa Ach Samech. That means the last day of Hanukkah corresponds to the last day of Sukkot. And the last day of Sukkot is V'chayisa Ach Samech, pure Simcha. That is what Shmini Atzeres is all about. Now, what are the Yomim Noirahim? The Yomim Noirahim begin with Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the Rav Sadia Gaon, the Rambam develops this, is it's a wake-up call. When we hear the Kol Shofar is a disturbing sound. It wakes up a person. And it doesn't just wake up the physical person, it wakes up the neshama. The neshama is awakened. We all know, derech teva, that if a person, a child is sleeping, and the parent wants to wake up the child, there are two ways you can wake up the child. You can call him by his name, or you can make a lot of noise, or you can turn on the lights. You come in the room, and you turn on the lights, and when there's a change in light, the eyes are sensitive, and the person wakes up. It's a much more delicate way to wake up a person by turning on the lights than it is to shout his name. Rosh Hashanah, the Yomim Noirahim, Hashem wakes us up with sound. It's a rude awakening. Hanukkah is the Gemar Shana. It's a more delicate awakening. You look at the beautiful Neiros of Hanukkah, You look at the lights. What?
You open the lights.
Open the lights. The nearest are the lights. It's a delicate way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu waking us up right before we come to the very end.
The light.
They have these special alarm clocks today. Go online and sharper. They don't know they exist. What do they call them? That's not the sharp image anymore. They went out of business. But they have these special alarm clocks where it produces light gradually. There's something to it. It fades in. So according to Beis Hillel, it gets lighter and lighter. It's a very delicate. Not only is light more delicate than sound in awakening of a person, it's also delicate in how the lights get more and more.
What do you say according to
Beis Shammai? Okay, Beis Shammai is different opinions. I in Tanim LaTorah. Okay, one of the nice little what I heard Mitzvah Shabbos, Rabbi Ribner, he's a Rosh Shiva in Lakewood. Someone told me yesterday, it's very funny, he spoke Mitzvah Shabbos in Rabbi Frankel's shul. They have their Mitzvah Shabbos speakers, Sugis of Daf Yomi. They bring every week a major league Rosh Shiva to speak, to give a shul in Daf Yomi. So this Mitzvah Shabbos, he spoke most, Rabbi Gershon Ribner. And he spoke really about Chanukah. Most of the shul was about Chanukah. And then it was very funny, last night I went to a wedding, he was the Messiah, the Kedushin, and I had a whole shul about his drush. I was talking to him, it was very, very nice. But he said over a var, this part personally hit me. I only know the reason why I like it is because I relate to it. So I don't put this on anyone else. But he asked a very, very good question, which the question is better than any answer you can possibly give. Why do we find Chazal were obsessed with chashad in regard to the laws of Chanukah? If a person has a bayis and he has two openings, a Pesach on the right, a Pesach on the back, you have a house that goes from Avenue L, from Avenue K to Avenue L, you got to put a menorah on Avenue K and a menorah on Avenue L. What's the big deal? The Chanukah menorah is only lit for a half an hour. Shetich l'regel menashok. And he cited, I don't even remember all the details, but he cited numerous examples in Chazal where it's just the opposite. Where any time a person has this possibility, where there's a marasayin, if there's a reason you can be toila, that the person is not doing gavera, then there's no marasayin. I think one of the examples is the Beis HaKnesses. If you're walking, you're on the outside of the Beis HaKnesses, you have to, and you're not wearing tefillin, or you're not saying kriyashma, or you hear them in the Beis HaKnesses saying kriyashma, are you mechuyif to respond? And one of the answers is, well, if there's another Pesach on the other side, you don't have to, because people will assume that if there's a reason to assume that you're not doing an Avera, people will not be quick to suspect that you're doing an Avera or not doing a mitzvah. Yet when it comes to Chanukah, all the rules are broken. Chazal are obsessed with chashad. So his answer is, again, I'm not the total what I, this is only for myself, but it's very interesting idea, is that what's the whole thing of Chanukah? We put the Chanukah menorah in the openings, in the Pesach HaBayis, in the breaches. Why? Because the Yevanim partsu chomos migdolai. The Yevanim, they made breaches in the wall of our on the wall of the Beis Hamikdash in our homes. The menorah is specifically put in the breaches of our homes in order to fortify our bias, to seal it, to protect us from the damage, the influence of Yavan. Yavan's koach has penetrated our Beis Hamikdash, has penetrated the kedusha of our bias, and it has to be repaired. It has to be fortified. The menorah symbolizes the Nitzachon, the Siyat Shemaya, the Shechina, and it is here to protect us, to fortify our bias. There are people out there in the world whose attitude is, for the most part, I'm willing to close up the breaches. My front door, many people have beautiful front doors, which they never use. And even they build it, they think they'll use it, at least for Shidduchim, they'll use it. They'll use it when the boy comes to their daughter, that's when the boy will come into the front door. And then when the boy calls the girl and says, okay, what's your address? She says, oh, by the way, come to the side door. So, the whole plan, the $2 million home, the front door was all for nothing. The person's daughter ruined it. Some people have an attitude that the front door, there I'm going to put a big, beautiful mezuzah. I'm going to seal it. The koyach of the Yevanim will not penetrate. But I'm only a human being. I need a little tainug in this world also. So I'm going to let the Yevanim in a little bit of shtickle from the back. The back, the Yevanim, the front door, it's shame, nice, sealed, Kodesh, big mezuzah, menorah, but a little entertainment. You know, you need. What do you want from a person? In tzadik person shayase toivele yechta. You need a little of the yavnus, the chokhmas hayava, and the shtickle. When no one's watching, you can bring a little bit of this into your house. This is dangerous. This attitude is something which every single person. This is where Rabbi Rivkin said. It's a very powerful, very profound idea. Every single person suffers from this. 95% we're willing to seal ourselves off from the Goyish world. But a little bit, you gotta give me a little bit, half an hour, just at night. And it's one television show I gotta watch. I can't miss this series. This is Kodesh by me. I can't miss. This is something that is chaviv to me. A little bit of shtickle. Every single person on their level suffers from this. So when you see someone else that has a big, beautiful house, and on one side is no menorah, that's right. I know. I am well aware that the person has them, and it's not the pshat, like you know, Gemara, oh, this person is a bal aveira, he doesn't have a menorah. I know, he has the menorah on the other side. But on this side, he doesn't, because this is human nature. It's human nature to seal yourself off from things that are evil 95%, but a little bit you let in. That's the way every person looks at himself, and that's what you suspect. Your friend does the same thing, do you just like you? Therefore, Chazal went overboard. They went over the top. And they demanded, you have to strive for more. Okay, no one's perfect. No one's perfect. We're only human beings. But you have to strive to completely shelter yourself. I'm not talking about the ghetto life. I'm talking about a responsible life. But what is things that do not belong in the house, things that are hurtful, are dangerous for a person's neshama, has to be completely sealed off on all sides, on this side and that side. You bedavka by Chanukah to be put to seal off the breaches. You must go overboard.
And you have to put a Chanukah menorah screensaver on your
screensaver
on the computer during
Chanukah. Okay, let me show you one more part. What?
Children.
What?
Because Chanukah is chinuch.
Yeah.
And when a child goes and the kids today know the computer's backwards, oh, they go over to the computer Chanukah. The first thing they sing is a menorah.
A menorah? All right, the protection shmirah from what
can I?
Okay, let's go to one or two more ideas. Okay, this idea is very chaviv to me. Every single day in davening, every single day we will put on tefillin, Baruch Hashem. Because I know that I suffer from this. I know that a little bit, you know, a little bit. Most of the time, you come here in the morning, everything is good and fine, and then there's a whole day ahead of you. You gotta be on guard. You have to really be on guard and be mechazek yourself in many different areas of life. Okay, let's then go to another quick idea. Every day we will put on tefillin. On our tefillin, the highlight of our tefillin, the keser of our tefillin is the shin, the shem Hashem, shakai. The tefillah shel rosh, embossed on the tefillah shel rosh, is the letter shin. On the right side is a three-letter shin. On the left side is a four-letter shin. There's a medrash that says that before the shuras haluchas we had two shins. Just like we have a shin and a sin, it used to be in the aleph bays, I don't know what this means, a four-letter, it could be that the shin was a three-letter and a sin was a four-letter. That's what the medrash means. But after the shuras haluchas, we lost out the usage of the four-letter shin. The only preservation of the four-letter shin, like the museum of the four-letter shin that's still in use, is on the tefillah shel rosh. On the tefillah shel rosh, you see a four-letter shin on the left side. On the right side is a three-letter shin, and then there is the dalid, and then there is the yud. The shem Hashem, shakai. The shem Hashem, shakai, what does it stand for? Sha'omar le'olamai dai. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world was unfolding, the world was expanding. And it was expanding at a rate where the world wanted to make it obvious to every creature that there is a boirei olam. And had the world been allowed to conclude the process of creation, it would be impossible to deny the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like there are certain rules in nature, which if you deny these rules, you are considered a fool, total person lacking any intelligence, because these are the facts of life. Likewise, that's how nature was developing, was unfolding. It was coming to a point where no one can possibly deny the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said at some point in time of creation, die. Enough. Creation must stop at this point. I want to give the human being, man, the ability to discover that I exist. If you're going to create and continue expanding in nature, it's going to be obvious that there will be no purpose in creation. The purpose of creation is for a human being to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'omar le'oilamai die. Die means enough. I want to hide myself. I want to be invisible. Let man discover me. Let him find through Emunah to discover me. Tefillin, Chazal tell us, allude to, well, let me try to say the whole thing in one word. The Tefillin, we have two holidays in Golas. Holiday of Chanukah and the holiday of Purim. Even though Chanukah took place during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, but it was already during the Tkufa when the Bayis Sheni was never the real restoration of the Kedusha, the Shechina of the Bayis Rishon. It was a holiday that got us ready, according to many of the commentators, for the coming Golas, the Golas that would come, 2,000 years of Golas that would come. It was a Hachana for Golas. Purim is also certainly a holiday of Golas. The Bayis Rishon was not yet built. It wasn't the Bayis Rishon. Tefillin, Bayis Sheni, the mitzvah of Tefillin, in one dimension, captures the combination of Chanukah and Purim. Now, where do we find Chanukah on the Tefillin? Now, I told you this, the Shin is the Shem Hashem, Shakai, She'omar Le'olam Adai, but some of the Mepharshim explained that the Shin is not necessarily, not only the Shin of the Shem Hashem. It is a menorah. There are three branches. It's not necessarily meant to be a shin. And in fact, the shin in our tefillin is not the way you write a shin in a Sefer Torah. If you write a shin in a Sefer Torah, the shin, the leg of the shin comes down on the left side. And from the left side, the two branches come out. That's the proper way to write a shin. The shin on the tefillin, the point is in the center, and it must be in the center. If it's not in the center, it's possible.
There are like six, seven different versions of it.
But all of those shins, the point comes to the center. The halacha l'moshe v'sinei is the point must come to the center of the bottom. The bottom. The three branches, the four branches all come and they meet in the bottom. In fact, there are some of the poskim, they're very critical of why today the seferim put tagim on the shin. A shin of Sefer Torah, on the shin on the Sefer Torah has three tagim. Shana skates. Three is one of the first letters. That's tagim. On the tefillin today, almost all the new tefillin made today, only because the technology makes it available, makes it possible, they make that shin. And on the top shin, they have three little tagim. Who told you to put tagim there? This is done today. Because it's Hashem's name. It's a shin. Shakai. She'omar Le'olam Adai. It's Hashem's name. So a shin needs three tagim. It's Ksav Hashuris. Whoever told you it's a shin? It's not necessarily a shin. There are midrashim that it's not a shin. It's nothing more than branches. It's not like a shin in the Sefer Torah because the point is in the center and the point is not...
There's also ways of making the shin rather than coming to one, they go to off the side.
Well, that's how you do in the Sefer Torah. In the Sefer Torah, the leg goes down on the left. They have different, you've seen the sewing books, they have all the different plates, they show you the plates of different types, but all of the shins have in common, they all come to a point in the center. That's Allah l'moshe m'sinai. Whoever said it's a shin, some say it's nothing more than a design. Three branches. There are three branches on the right, and there are four branches on the left. What is 3 plus 4? 7. Where do you have 7 branches? The menorah. In fact, what do you say when you finish putting on the tefillin? Shiva shemen hatoiv tarik al shiva kinei hamenorah liashpia tuv chol v'yosecha. Why are you saying this pasuk immediately after putting on your tefillin shel rosh? Because the most noticeable feature of the tefillin shel rosh are the 7 branches. Those 7 branches on your tefillin, then you have 7, you wrap around 7 on the arm. But when you put on the tefillin, after you put on the tefillin shel rosh, before you even do the krichos, you already did the krichos, but before you, why? Because the 3 branches and the 4 branches are the shiva kinei hamenorah. Chanukah, every day when you put on tefillin, in essence, you're lining up the menorah. You're lining up the menorah on top of your head. What else do you have on your tefillin? You have dai. What is dai? The word she'omar Hashem said le'olamai dai. This concept is the essence of Purim. Essence of Purim is v'anochi haster Asner Hastir Panai, Hashem says, I will hide myself. The whole essence of Purim is to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world of Dai. Sha'amar Li'olamai Dai. The combination of the tefillin captures together the tefillah, Chanukah, and Purim. Sha'amar Li'olamai Dai. Sha'amar is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, He created the world. It Hashem is present. What is the purpose of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash? Because I'll say, Eidus Shehashchina Shoreh BeYisrael. Only together, Chanukah and Purim, that we have the Eidus, that Hashchina is present among us, are we able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the natural world. And in fact, you know, everyone says about Chanukah, the Chanukah is the miracle of Nisim L'mal M'derech HaTeva. That is not 100% true. It's true, the narrow miracle of the Chanukah menorah lasted for eight days. Okay, but that was a private miracle. That miracle took place inside the Beis HaMikdash behind closed doors where no one went. And even that was not unique to Chanukah. That miracle, the Ne'emar Ravi, it happened every single day. What was the primary miracle of Chanukah? We focused on the Al HaNisim. It was Giborim Biyat Chaloshim, Rabim Bad Miyatim, Tmeim Biyatim, Mishon Biyat Tzadikim. When you have a few soldiers to wipe out many soldiers, is that a Nes L'mala Miderech HaTeva? Or is that a nes more like Purim? It's more a nes like Purim. Al pi derech hateva, if you have the right strategy within the rules of nature, you also, the weak are able to overcome the larger. It's not unheard of, such a thing. For Klal Yisrael, we appreciate that this was, we clearly understand that this was a miracle. And to top it all off, we have the miracle of the menorah. But the miracle of the menorah, again, that was Pesach, was the miracle of the whole world. That was Nes L'mal M'derech HaTeva for the entire world to see. But the Nes of Chanukah, it was more the culmination of the Purim coming to an end. As we mentioned yesterday, the first holiday is Purim. The beginning of the year is Purim. Yisamech Gula L'Geula. You search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the hidden world, in the world. And then when you come today to Zeis Chanukah, you come and we wrap around to the very end of the year, is now where it's Eidos, Sha'omar, Le'olam Odai, is the culmination of the Shechina. It's, you fully appreciate the miracle of Purim, so to speak. You fully appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found in the hidden world. In fact, Giborim Biyad Chaloshim, Rab Biyad Matim. So in essence, we put on the tefillin every single day, tefillin by tefillin inside the tefillin, the parashas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al-Shemos. Inside the tefillin of the parashas have Hashem's name. The tefillin are doubly wrapped. They're wrapped, and then they're put inside the batim. The tefillin represent the concept of the Anochi Haster Aster Ponai. Tefillin are black, they're dark. Choshech, darkness. Darkness is a makom of, Chazal say Choshech is Yavan. Choshech is Yavan. Darkness. Darkness represents Chanukah. Darkness represents Hester Panim. And the tefillin, together with the Shem, the menorah, it's the combination of Chanukah and Purim together every single day of the year. To recognize Sha'omar Le'olamai Dai. It is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that said to the world, Dai, for us to discover. This culmination is complete on Zos Chanukah, the very last day of the year, starting with Purim, the beginning of the year, work moving around to Chanukah, the end of the year, and this entire thing comes to light in the midst of Tulin, which we are able to take with us and excel in every single day of the year. Yeah.